I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. Thank you so much for giving us your ear. We appreciate that very much. I'm Kim Martin, one of the hosts of your show today. And of course, I have my good friend with me, Coach Mark Dobler.
Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Central Illinois.
How you doing today, Coach?
I'm good.
Good.
Never as good as you, but I'm good.
Oh, I don't know about that now. All right. Well, listen, we have an amazing, fun show for you today. I am so excited about what we're doing in the community with I've Decided, and just so excited about the quality of our resources and our business members who truly care about your success and who truly, truly want to give back to you and our community. It just really amazes me constantly at the generosity the local businesses in the Peoria and surrounding area have. And our topic this week, if you're on our email list and you received your weekly winning resource, you would have seen that the topic this week is invest. And talking about investing in yourself specifically and the value that you receive when you invest in furthering your education or invest in reading a self-help book that will give you revelation and help make you better, and you know, or investing in your personal business development, learning something new, just so that you can be a little bit better today than yesterday. And that's going to be our theme over the next 6 weeks as we gear up for our half-day motivational conference. That'll be happening on Saturday, April the 7th over at Weaver Ridge. We're super excited about
that. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. You want to learn this value of investing in yourself and connect with our amazing business resources. All right, so I want you to keep listening because you're going to get some valuable information from our friends from Thrivent. And they are our friends, and they're a resource for you and a business member and just amazing people. So my friend Tony Homan is here with us from Thrivent.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, Tony. And then, of course, her partner in crime, Brian Stewart. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Brian?
And so we have just been having a great time in the studio this morning and just laughing and getting ready to have this conversation. And, you know, you guys work with Thrivent Financial, Brian.
Yep.
And I thought of you as guests to help us relay this message of how important it is for people to invest in themselves, because obviously investing in our future is super important, we believe.
Absolutely.
But you guys have such an amazing mission, too, of investing back into the community. And I know, Coach Mark, you were asking Brian before the show started, you know, tell us about how Thrivent came about wanting to be so generous and giving back. And obviously, there's got to be something built
sure.
into that.
Sure. And as I said earlier, you know, it starts with most things. It starts with our Lord Jesus, you know, and he calls us, each Christian that knows and loves him and follows him, that he says, you know, our life is not for ourselves. It's for others. And so we should share not only the good news, of course, of Jesus, but also share in generosity. And if the Lord says, if somebody is sick, then go help them. If they are poor then and hungry, go feed them. And so Thrivent really just takes that those simple words from our Lord, and we put dollars behind it, and we put men and women in place to help across the country and across the world. And we can literally, with our time, talents, and treasures, go and serve the Lord.
Now, you know what's shocking to me about that is nobody is surprised to hear, you know, a faith-based church organization or a mission talk about those things and actually commit themselves to those things. What people aren't normally aware of or even thinking of is that a company that is doing enormously well financially can have that same mindset and still succeed financially.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we have, I mean, billions and billions of dollars. In fact, we have a surplus of almost $10 billion. So we have a lot of money, and we manage all kinds of money and help people financially, and we're winning industry awards. We're doing fantastic. But that's not all there is to life. Money doesn't necessarily bring happiness.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Wait, no, listen, come on, man.
Let me rephrase that. Money does not bring happiness.
Yeah.
If you're happy and you have money, if you have joy in your heart because of who you are, money could be icing on the cake.
Sure.
But money never brings joy.
No, not. I know a lot of people that have a lot of money and they're not very happy.
And you better believe
it. Well, you know, in fact, and I'll share this piece of research. And Brian, you're probably familiar with this. I can't tell you who conducted the research, but I do remember reading this, that some firm went out and they spoke to, you know, thousands of people and it all kinds of different income strata, and asked them how much is enough. And it didn't matter what income strata you were at, they all said a little bit more than what they had.
Yep.
So in other words, no matter how much money you have, it never feels like it's enough.
Yep.
It's relative.
It is. And so that's why if you're counting on money to be your joy or your happiness, you'll always be frustrated because you'll never get there. You'll never have what feels like enough.
Yep. And that's why when we meet with our clients, Coach Mark, you know, we talk about money, and obviously that's our goal. We want to help people manage their money so that they can accomplish whatever goals they have financially. But really, we come at it a little bit different, where we say money is not the goal. It's not a goal. Money is a tool that we can use to better our lives, better our family lives,
and better the community. A financial organization. It just sounds so upside down. But didn't Jesus say that life is really upside down? So,
yeah.
I mean, you're being consistent.
Absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong. We want to make lots of money, and we're happy when the markets are up and sad when they're down. But that is not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is just to live a life of joy and happiness and generosity, because again, back to Jesus, that's what he calls us to do, is to live our life for him and to make this place better than what we found it. Because ultimately, no matter if we're on this earth 100 years or just a few, that time is very, very short. And so, we don't want to just be focused on our careers or money or power or whatever. We want to be focused on bettering everybody's lives.
Well, let me ask you this, because, I mean, we always love to have the opportunity to talk about a business, but our goal in these radio shows is to help our listeners kind of have a something of value that helps them kind of put things in perspective. But I think it's so fascinating to me, and I would guess it probably to most of our listeners, that a company that is doing as well as Thrivent financially is in essence approaching business from an upside down, inside out, backwards thinking style that is still being incredibly successful. So out of curiosity, why? How did that get started? How is it that Thrivent decided to do business backwards and it becomes so successful?
Sure. Yeah, it goes back to our roots. We started just in a small church in the early 1900s in Lutheran Foundation, and now we have the opportunity to work with all kinds of Christians. Anybody that believes and confesses to be a Christian, we certainly are able to help them. But the answer question is really simplistic. It goes back to our roots, and that is in the church. And Jesus says, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Right. Not money.
Yes, not
the
money.
The love of money.
Money is a good thing and it can be a great thing. But again, when our pursuit and our drive is just to make more, it's never, back to your last point, it's never going to be enough. And so going back to the basics and back to Jesus and saying, hey, you guys, there's more to life than just making money and being able to buy things, because things on this earth will decay, they'll be destroyed, and there's more to life than that.
So, there's way more to life, and that would be called a purpose.
Yes, yes.
Right? And that's what we love to do with I've Decided, and that's what we're here for, is to help people be successful in fulfilling their God-given purpose.
Yep.
And we believe truly that you do have to invest in yourself. You do have to invest in others. You do have to invest in your future in order to truly be successful in that purpose. So I want to switch gears a little bit because there's so many things that we can do to invest. We're obviously money is important, and having enough money as we get older and being able to take care of ourselves when we can't work is an important thing. And you guys do a fantastic job helping people prepare for that. But let's just around the table talk about some of our favorite things that we do to invest in ourselves or our personal business development. What are some of your favorite things that you do to invest in your own self, Brian?
I don't think I ever would have said this. I'm 39 years old and I read now. I never liked to read. I tried to get out of reading
your
in high school.
Your English teacher in high school is so happy right now. Yeah.
But I read, and the reason is because I want to get better. I want to get better. I want to get a better financial planner so that I can help people be better. And so I have studied more in the last 5 years than I ever have before. And I'm sure my mom will listen. Sorry, Mom, but I'm finally figured it out at 39 years old. I need to invest in myself educationally so that not only I can better myself and my business, but more importantly, so I can better my clients.
Yes, though. So obviously reading is a huge way to invest in yourself. And I just read this quote. It's going to be one of our quotes on our I've Decided Facebook page, which, by the way, if you're not following us on there, find us. I've Decided on Facebook.
And suggest topics for this show. Good place to do that.
That is a great place to do that for sure. Suggest some topics on there while you're liking and following us. But, you know, Mark Twain, one of his famous quotes is, people who don't read or no better off than those who are not capable of reading. Hmm. So yeah. If you don't read, you're not utilizing a skill that you have that could really help you and give you an upper leg and give you an advantage, right?
Yeah, right. And I think another thing too, Kim, is putting yourself in a position to succeed. I met the general manager of the Chicago Bulls, John Paxson, years ago, and I got to interview him for our college newspaper. Me and my wife actually did. And so I stood right next to this NBA legend. This guy hit the game-winning shot to win the NBA Finals. And I said, John, you hit the shot that millions upon millions of us dream about and never have that opportunity. You did it, brother. How'd you do it? And he just simply said, I like to think that I put myself in a position to succeed. I practiced that shot thousands of times, and when the ball came to me, it was just like I'd practiced. I just shot it, and I made it. And he said, I just put myself in a position to succeed. And I'll never forget that, not only personally, but professionally. I want to put myself in a position to succeed. So I want to hang out with my brothers and sisters who are like-minded, who not only know and love Jesus, of course, because that's obviously a passion of mine, but just people that are ambitious and passionate, and quite frankly, people that are better than me, because I want to become better. And what better thing to do than hang out with people that you really truly aspire to either be like or be about?
That is so true. Coach Mark, what do you do to invest in yourself?
Well, I really agree with Brian. There were two things that were really sort of percolating in my mind. One is the people that we surround ourselves with. That is just such a big deal. And there's an old saying that misery loves company.
Isn't that so true?
That's yes, it is.
That's like the you can't see the forest for the trees. Those are like some of the best quotes.
Oh yeah, and when we find ourselves spending too much time around people who are always discouraged, negative, depressed, you know what? We become discouraged and negative and depressed, and we lose our edge. And so I think it's really important for us to seek out and find and intentionally surround ourselves with people who are going to inspire us, to challenge us, to encourage us. And as long as we're talking on some faith themes, I mean, that's a big theme in the scriptures, is to encourage one another. That is such a big deal. So be around people that can encourage you. So that's one thing. The other thing, and I probably would not have said this 10 years ago, But I'm learning this to be far more important than I would have ever actually imagined. And I'll get to the point by telling a story that makes the point. There were two loggers that were sort of in competition with each other. And they decided that they were going to settle this once and for all, who was the better logger. And this was back when they had, you know, the old, just a saw blade, and you're doing it all by hand. And so they decided they would go at it for 24 hours. And whoever cut the most wood in 24 hours would be the better logger. And they were within eyesight of each other. And so one of the loggers would work really hard, but he would quit. And about every 2 or 3 hours, and he'd just disappear. Well, the other logger kept going nonstop, 24 hours. He never stopped. And he knew that he had won. So when the buzzer went off at 24 hours, he was feeling really good about himself. I've got this thing. When they counted up all the wood, the other guy won, and he was shocked. He was shocked. And he said, how in the world could you beat me? Every 2 or 3 hours, you just quit and walked away, and I didn't see you for another 30 minutes. And the guy that kept quitting and walking away said, what you don't know is when I took that time and quit, I was going to sharpen my saw.
Huh. Yeah.
Yep. That's investing in yourself.
It is.
Yep.
And I have learned over time that sometimes we have got to get off the treadmill in spite of how busy we feel good when we're busy. I mean, we feel like we're being productive, but if we don't back up and take time to sharpen the saw blade and take the rest that we need, we find our productivity actually becomes counterproductive.
Rest is investing in yourself. I know. Yeah. I can tell Tony. Tony's got something to say. What do you do to invest in yourself?
I had to think about it for a second, but to invest in myself, I get the most fulfillment helping other people. I've always worked in a service industry, being a wife and being a mother, being a caretaker to both of my parents in their last years. And continually finding myself at my most happiest when I know that I'm doing something for somebody else because of the happiness that it
brings you,
that it brings to me,
yeah,
but it also to them. And when I see that happiness, then I feel better about myself. And that kind of goes back to what Coach Mark just said, is that surrounding yourself around the people that are a more positive influence is definitely contagious, because it's environmentally, when you're around people that are happy or
just positive,
it brings out the best in yourself, and you know, hopefully then you in turn can pass that on to somebody else and lift them and, you know, kind of create a whole new attitude, hopefully, for them.
I know. It's so funny because, you know, I have this conversation. I have two teenage daughters, and we have a conversation all the time about what are you comparing yourself to, right?
Right.
Because what you think is great or what you think is worthy, what you consider success, can all be relative based on what you are comparing to.
Absolutely.
So what are you holding your comparison to? You know what I mean? Like, what's your standard?
Yeah, set your own bar.
Yes. Who are you? I love the people, because that is so true. You have to, if you want to do something, you need to go talk to someone who's done it. And the best advice you can get is from someone who's already accomplished what it is that you want to do and successfully accomplished what it is that you want to do.
Right.
Yeah. And when we do that, Kim, at Thrive, another thing that we do different than most other organizations like us is we take that into our financial planning. And so a lot of times we will take another advisor into our meetings with clients. It's another set of eyes, another set of ears, and another mind that's going to wrap themselves around your situation and what's happening. And so it's really, when you're newer, we strongly encourage our newer financial reps to partner with a veteran who's been there and done that and who has a lot of experience asking questions and getting to know clients' needs and specific situations. But even we have advisors that have been at Thrivent for more than 20 years that will call on another expert in the field and bring them in as a third party. And it goes back to this thing of you know, that with more people, there's more opportunity to help. And it really is, you know, coming at it from a team kind of thing rather than just some individual helping. We are part of a broader team that really goes to the extra mile to help out clients in their specific situations.
Yeah. And then, you know, that helps inspire me as a newer financial representative, because it drives me to hopefully share that information, that inspiration with other people.
Yes, I love that. And of course, we all know that you're a part of I've Decided. So
we are.
Your heart, obviously, is to give back and help others because, you know, we are creating a tribe, really, with I've Decided, and a tribe of business and owners and leaders in our community who see the value of this movement that we have going of helping people be successful in their God-given purpose and providing the resources so that you can be successful because you can't do it by yourself.
Right.
And so I love what you said, Brian, about how you guys work together and there's power in numbers.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
There is a power. Coach Mark, we were just talking on our last radio show with Joy of the power, the Joy of Membership, about the power of being in a tribe.
Yeah.
And so obviously that's a big deal. Now, in case you're listening and you're loving these guys as much as we love them, I know you do, you might want to get in touch with them. And so if that's the case, they're real easy to find. If you just go to ivedecided.org and click on the resource page, you will find Thrivent. You'll find Tony and you'll find Brian on there and you can get in touch with them. But the beauty of that is you can see all of our resources, our business members who are a part of I've Decided on that resource page. And they are there to help you, to give you support, to encourage you, and to provide the tools and the things that you need in order to be successful in any of your goals, whatever that may be. What is it that you want to accomplish? What were you put here to do? If you already know it, we want to help you with it and just move you to the next level. And maybe you're not sure. And if you're not sure, then you definitely want to get connected with I've Decided because we want to help you figure out what that is so you can get busy doing it. So we do want to give a shout out to Thrivent, our business members, and all of our business members, and especially our friends out at Junction City. They are our presenting sponsor, and we are all very grateful for their contribution with their talent, time, and resources to help I've Decided be successful. And man, they got some awesome things happening out at Junction City. If you haven't been out there lately, you really should swing by. So today on our radio show, we are talking about investing in yourself. And we were just talking about some of our favorite things to invest and talking about books and people. And, you know, I love conferences, of course. Most people probably
know
that. I would
have never guessed.
So I have to talk about that.
Kim, the conference junkie.
It is so true. And I didn't even mean to. Like, it was kind of, you know, how you just end up in a place just because that's just where God put you.
Yep.
And it's not like I grew up going, oh, yes, I'm going to go to conferences. And oh, yes, I'm going to, you know, create conferences one day or anything like that. But in my career, I found myself sitting in conferences all the time. But I tell you what, it changed my life. There are motivational speakers that I've heard speak that truly have said something that created a revelation for me that was life-changing. And I believe that happens when you go to conferences.
I agree.
And somebody is going to say something that's going to change your life. And I'm telling you, the rest of the conference won't even matter. You just won't forget what that one person said that you felt like they were talking to you.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but I mean, there are some common threads, but they're not all the same. And I do think that it's important that if you're listening, that you realize that investing involves a lot of different areas, a lot of different possibilities, and maybe the thing that you need to invest in is not the same thing that we feel the need to invest in. And so you just sort of have to evaluate your own circumstance and then your own situation and ask yourself, where is that place that I need to invest? Is it in me personally? Do I need to invest more in the community? Do I need to invest more in relationships? Do I need to invest more in my faith? Do I need to invest more financially? So, I mean, you've just got to do some honest assessment about where you are. But then I have a question that I think would be really helpful to kind of throw around the table here, because I think a lot of people, they get to a certain point and they feel like, well, you know, it's too late. I missed my opportunity. And I'm sitting here and I'm reminded of an old Chinese proverb that some of y'all have probably heard before. And it says, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yep. The second best time is now.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So just speak to that. As we've talked about investing, just speak to that proverb. The best time to plant was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
Yeah, it's never too late. It's only too late if you've chosen to let it pass by. I think throughout everyone's lives, you look back and you see those opportunities that were there in front of you. And maybe you didn't take them, and if you've regretted not taking them, why not take them now? I don't think it's ever too late. You know, I think as we grow, we learn, and as we learn, we can grow.
I'm sitting here thinking, I know you had something to say, Coach Mark, hold that thought, but I just made me think when you said that. I know one of our business members, John Abraham, is a bodybuilder, and he has a bodybuilding competition every year. And you'll be hearing about that if you haven't heard about it already. But not changing the subject on the show, but the point is one of the speakers that he has coming to his competition is a lady who she didn't start working out until she was 70 years old. And she is the oldest bodybuilder right now. And she is, you cannot imagine. And I think she's like 80 or
I believe he said so, yeah.
Like nearing 80.
Didn't somebody tell her it was too late?
I'm sure, right? And that just popped in my mind. And so you have to know that if a 70-year-old woman who's never exercised in her life can start bodybuilding and win competitions, and she's almost 80 now traveling around, it is not too late to invest some money to get on the right track. Right, Brian?
No, absolutely, Kim. Investing in yourself, you know, money-wise, you know, everybody needs money. Everybody spends money, whether you're, you know, my six-year-old son who wants a toy every time he comes home from school and does something good. You know, we had to get him an ice cream cone instead of a toy. So my young kids want money. And to be honest with you, my 92-year-old grandmothers need money to live. So it doesn't matter how old you are or if you're a man, a woman, it doesn't matter. Everybody needs money. So when is the right time to invest? Absolutely. It's as early as you can, but we don't have the DeLorean where we can go back in time and put a bunch of money in. We would love to do that. We'd make a lot of money, but...
Man, where's Huey Lewis in the news when you need him?
But as we saw in that movie, it gets screwed up anyway. So we need to just better ourselves now for the future. And so whether you're 25 years old, 55 years old, or whether you're like my 74-year-old clients I saw yesterday, it's never too late to do something with your money. And it just goes back to the principle of just be wise with your money so that you can live a generous life.
Love that.
And that is great, great, great advice. Well, we are wrapping up our show. I told y'all how fast that 30 minutes was going to go by, right?
Yeah.
Probably felt like, oh my gosh, what are we going to say for 30 minutes?
Yeah. Well, when you surround yourselves with good people, the time goes fast.
I always say time flies when you're having fun.
Exactly.
And again, you can find Tony and Brian, our Thriving Financial Resources, on our resource page at ivedecided.org. And you can check out all the events that we have coming down the pipeline. But we want to make sure you save the date, get registered for our first half-day motivational conference that's happening on Saturday, April the 7th. You know what? It's $59. Invest in yourself. Spend that little bit of money. Come meet 150, 200 people that are going to be at this conference that are excited and are ready to take the next step of moving towards their purpose and what it is that they were put here to do. We would love, love, love to see you there. You can meet Tony and Brian in person. They will be there, and it will be awesome. So check that out while you're on the website, okay? All right, so Coach Mark, we just wrapped up another show here.
Another one down. Another one bites the dust.
I was thinking the same thing. Don't. All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening and for tuning in. We appreciate you more than you know. Have a wonderful Sunday, and we'll be back with you again next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?